Thank you, Mr. Supervisor, council members. I appreciate this opportunity. Freethinkers, atheists, non-believers, whatever term you wish to use, this group represents a significant portion of our population. So I'm honored to be offering an invocation on their behalf and on behalf of all the citizens of the town of Greece. On July 4th, 1776, the 56 men who pledged their lives to the document that changed the course of history agreed to the central tenet that, quote, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. Now, more than 238 years later, this central premise still echoes, however faintly, from the town hall to the white-columned halls of Washington. Yet this premise, this foundation necessary for a free and flourishing society, is today more than ever under assault. This central pillar of a free society, this notion that is deeply heretical to authoritarian culture, proclaims that it is from the people that moral authority is derived. It is that within us, the citizens, that knowledge and wisdom must emerge. The preservation of this premise does not come from accepting the status quo, but by asserting our rights and exercising our duties. That this premise still endures testifies to its truth, and we can say with confidence that it is in seeking the counsel of our conscience that we find the beginning of wisdom. It is in the exercise of our duty as citizens that we find the beginning of knowledge. We, as citizens, the beginning and the end, the alpha and the omega of our destiny, are not, as the great philosopher Immanuel Kant warned, mere means to the ends of another, but we are ends in ourselves. This basic premise, this profound idea, guides us such that we need not kneel to any king and we need not bow to any tyrant. So I ask all officials present here, as guarantors of our founders' revolutionary proclamation, to heed the counsel of the governed, to seek the wisdom of all citizens, and to honor the enlightened wisdom and the profound courage of those 56 brave men. Thank you.